in the aftermath of the fire, there are a lot of lessons that can be learned. And one can be in making sure that community members have the insurance that they need. And I think that a lot of us have realized, and we see this already, that there was a pattern of underinsurance. You know, my wife and I, we even checked with our insurer about what our coverage was. I live in a wildland urban interface myself, and we looked at what we're covered to rebuild per square foot, and we are vastly underinsured, just like the over 90% of people who have had their claims evaluated by the Department of Insurance. And we also need to do what we can to prepare for future fires. And that means understanding the widespread death of timber or trees throughout California during the drought. It's very dangerous. And we need to figure out a way to deal with the over 100 million dead trees that are throughout California that pose a real threat to life and property.
I asked the assemblyman what he felt were the three main accomplishments in Sacramento during this year's legislative session.
First of all, we dealt with the extension of California's landmark cap and trade policy, where we are able to auction at cost those who are polluting, hopefully then raising revenue that is used to decrease carbon emissions, and because of the financial cost, decreasing carbon emissions that are occurring through those auctions. Second, we passed SB1, which sounds awful when you start talking about taxes, but it is the gas tax. And I think many of us know, as we ride and drive through Sonoma County roads, we have woefully underinvested in our roads. And the gas tax that we do have is over 20 years old, and it's decreasing its ability to actually pay for road infrastructure, because cars are getting higher mileage, so we're buying less gas, and the value of the dollar is much less 20 years ago than it is today. And so by increasing that gas tax, we're going to be able to maintain our current roads and infrastructure at a level that we haven't seen for at least a decade. Lastly, we also passed significant housing legislation. We know that housing is a problem. It already was challenging for people who want to live in our communities to find a place to live. Once you found a job, you then had this other hurdle of how do I get close to where I work? And that was difficult before the fires. Now, of course, we've lost 5% of Santa Rosa's housing stock, and this comes after the legislature passed legislation to make sure that we have funds to build affordable housing in particular, which we greatly need. But we also, to solve that housing crisis, need to change income inequality so that people can actually afford to live where they work. It's not just about subsidizing housing. We need to raise wages so people can actually pay for their living costs. And that's going to be a challenge that I'll be working on in the next year.